Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to be joined by retired race car driver turned track photographer Bill Keach. We will also hear from Chad Weirs from Weirs Machine, Kevin Bussey from the IMCA Old Timers Club, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
VP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. VP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, VP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of VP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
When you need a trailer, you want selection, service, and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299. Or see Zach'sTrailerSales.com, where service is right in their name.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See Toner'sLakeKarting.org for more details.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper Lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
Back in 1972, when Apollo 17 was landing on the moon, we were trying to clean up our planet. Hi, this is Jim Miskin from Miskin Auto Parts. Over the past 52 years, we've been recycling tons of steel, aluminum, tires, and batteries, plus salvage thousands of quality motors, transmissions, and parts for reuse. If you have just one vehicle to recycle or a whole field full, contact Miskin Auto Parts at 507-684-2100 or check us out at Miskin.com. Recycle we must, and in God we trust.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their two locations in Louisville, Minnesota, or Zering, Iowa. Call 888-435-2210 or see AltenburgConstruction.com.
Is your garage floor cracked, chipped, or just plain ugly? Love your floors again with Bulldog Coatings. Our tough-as-nails concrete coating turns your garage into a showroom. It's not just a coating, it's Bulldog Tough, resisting stains, impacts, and even the heaviest of loads. With Bulldog Coatings, your garage floor isn't just fixed, it's upgraded. Unleash the power of Bulldog Coatings and make your garage floor the envy of the neighborhood. Visit BulldogCoatingsMN.com today.
This is Justin Melky from Melky Oil Company, this region's premier VP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the Driver segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by retired racer and current track photographer, Bill Keach. And Bill, you grew up between Le Centre and Le Sueur. There are a lot of racers in that area. Who or what influenced you to become a racer?
Well, in early years, I lived in Redwood Falls. We moved there in 65, and my mom knew Freddie Hawes that raced at Redwood, and so she'd take us there every Sunday night. So that's kind of where I got the beginning. And we moved to Henderson in 72, and at that time, I had no clue there was a racetrack in St. Peter, Minnesota. Otherwise, I would have been there because I missed it so much, you know. But about 1986, a buddy of mine asked me to weld a roll cage in a race car. Oh, sure, I can do that, you know. That was back in the stick welding days. So I welded the cage in and got the car all done, and it was day before race day, and my buddy says, well, would you like to drive? I'm kind of afraid to, and he didn't have to ask me twice.
You graduated from Henderson High School in 1980. Listeners who don't know, the town of Henderson is surrounded by a dike, and they had a tough spring this year. That dike was shut for a long time.
Yep, it sure was. It was a tough go for a lot of people, and they're redoing Highway 93 going in from Le Sueur, so they had to go way around to get out of town to go anywhere.
You spoke about 1986 when you jumped into the bomber division when your friend said, I don't want to drive, how about you? And that was Arlington Raceway. Memories of that car and memories of that season.
It was a 1973 old Cutlass Supreme. It had a 350 big block Pontiac in it. The season went all right. The best I got was, I think, a third and a B feature. And, you know, it was fun. It was a blast. I looked forward to it all the time. Towed it anywhere with my buddy's Blazer to pulling it with a tow bar behind my Camaro. That was kind of fun. But anyway, the last time I raced that car, I was coming out of turn four, and somebody tagged me from the back and spun me around. Well, here comes Jamie Lemke from Hutchinson, and he drove a big old Ford Torino, and he hit me head on. It didn't do nothing to his car, but it totaled mine. So that was the end of my racing for a while.
How did the cage that you welded together with a stick hold up?
Perfectly.
In 1993, you moved to the hobby stock division. Hobby stocks are fun to watch because of the close door handle racing, and there's also a little rubbing involved with them, too.
Yep, that there is. It's a lot of close, like you say, rubbing and scraping, you know, rubbing is racing. Yeah, it was a learning curve for sure. I did all right, you know. I ended up getting in a wreck. I smashed the left frame in, but I was able to fix that by myself with a box elder tree and an old Chevy pickup. Straighten that out and finish the year out with that car.
Wow, I've heard that story many a times. Chain the car to one tree and pull on it with a tractor and you're good to go.
Yep. Worked well.
The speeds the hobby stock division is running at Arlington, it is amazing as that pack of hobby stocks comes streaking by heading into turn number one, and doing all of that without the suspension changes like the stock cars are able to do. It's amazing the speeds they carry.
Yep. Back when I was racing in the hobbies, it was hobby B and hobby A, and at one point I was, like, within 2 seconds of the speeds of the Hobby A car. So, yeah, they were moving pretty good back then. They're a lot faster now.
I had forgot about that. What was the difference between the two divisions, Bill?
Hobby A's, you could basically run whatever motor you wanted. You could run 383s and 406s, and I believe you could have a 9-inch Ford in them, and that's pretty much it. Hobby B's were limited to, you know, a 350, which would, you know, a standard block. You could bore out to 360. Yeah, that was the main difference.
You also took your hobby stock to Redwood Speedway. What was that track like when you raced there, and how did it differ from Arlington Raceway?
Well, when I raced, it was still a longer configuration. After a couple of years, they had cut it down. Oh, they must have shortened it by 75 feet. But yeah, when I first started, it was so long, and you know, I didn't have the exact gearing I needed. But I raced against Hobby A's in the same class, and I actually ended up doing pretty good. I got second points, I believe it was in the year 2000.
You also made the tow here to Owatonna to race. What are your memories of running here at Owatonna, and did you have some success here?
And the guy that told me about Owatonna, he recently just passed away, Don Manderfield. He says, go down there, you know, you can win there. It's a decent track. And it was, I believe, the 4th of July special, if I remember right. Joe Ringsdorf was running it and went out for the hot laps. We were running hot laps and trying to get the car, see how it did on that track. So coming out of turn 4, it had a push only in turn 4. So went back and adjusted the air pressures and came out for the heat race. I don't remember what position I started, but anyway, ended up winning the heat race and came out for the feature. I started up towards the front. I don't remember if it was the pole or not, but anyway, ended up winning the feature too for the first time ever being at that track. Had a clean sweep.
Owatonna had to instantly become your new favorite track.
Exactly. And the payout was $250, which was pretty good back then.
In the past 5 years, two of the biggest wrecks we have seen have been in a hobby stock division. Once they start rolling, they don't stop. Did you ever put yours on its lid?
I sure did. I believe it was 93, my rookie year. I rolled that thing over 3 different nights. The first time, I was so high up in the air, I was nose down, and Randy Larson from Fairmont was coming around turn 3, and he just kept it going because all he could see was underneath of my car and me coming down. And as he went underneath me, my front bumper scraped the roof of his car. And yeah, I kept rolling. And by the third time I rolled that night, the ambulance didn't even bother to come out. I was never hurt. I was actually never even sore from any of the rollovers.
You're a welder by trade. That had to help in your racing career. You weld at Waste Management during the day. What do you weld, and how did you learn to be a welder?
Right now I refurbish trash dumpsters. The rusted out ones, I cut the bottoms out and I put brand new bottoms in and re-weld them in. And my first experience welding was in shop class at Henderson High School. And then when I went to vocational school for auto body, we had a wire feed course, you know, on wire feed, which I was used to stick welding. But man, I was in heaven with that wire feed welder. And the car I rolled, I welded that cage in myself, too. That was an old wheel and chassis cage that I had got in a car and cut out and welded into a 82 Buick Regal.
In 2010, you became a track photographer. Was that always a passion of yours, and how did you get started?
Back then, it was pretty much film cameras when I was actually racing, and you know, I didn't have a whole lot of pictures taken of me. You know, it seems like the one of the better drivers, popular drivers. Well, Stan Meisner from Forest Lake, he used to have a website, Minnesota Dirt Track Racing, and he had always liked me, and he'd come down to Arlington. I think he was there twice, but he always made way to my pit spot to talk to me, and he would always take pictures of me, and he'd take sprint car pictures at Cedar Lake, and I always liked his pictures, so that kind of got my blood going for photography. And so towards the end of my racing, I bought a little Canon Rebel camera, and I just started taking pictures from the stands, and people started noticing my pictures and wanted me to take more pictures of them.
Then in 2012, you sold your racing stuff. That had to be a tough day to see your stuff get towed away and end that chapter of your life.
Yeah, it sure was. I mean, it was a good probably 4 or 5 years that it took me to make the decision. You know, once racing gets in your blood, and I had it in my blood since at least 1965 when I was 3 years old when I moved to Redwood. Yeah, it takes a lot of thinking, deep thinking, and I know a lot of people that are in that boat today, you know, and some of them still come out once in a while and start racing, even though they had quote-unquote retired.
You now shoot photos at the newly reopened Redwood Speedway. How has that place changed since you raced there?
It really hasn't changed that much. It's still the same configuration. I know the stands are a lot better. They did a lot of work in the stands. But yeah, otherwise it's pretty much the same track. But Dostal's promoters now, they're doing anything they can to improve the track.
Where is the best place to shoot photos at Redwood Speedway, and why?
Well, for the heat races, I always go in turns 3 and 4 because the sun's kind of to the left of me, so it eliminates the shadows on my side of the car, so you get better pictures without that shadow hanging on the track. And then for the features, I go down to turns 1 and 2. Maybe the lighting's a little better, and plus you got to keep an eye on the length of the race and how soon it's going to be over so you can get there to Victory Lane to take Victory Lane pictures. And Victory Lane is closer to 1 and 2 than it is to 3 and 4, so it's a lot more handier taking them out of turns 1 and 2.
Photographers are a different breed. Last year you snapped a photo of me, my brother, and my friend Greg at the Gopher 50. You were inside the fence next to the turn 4 wall, mere feet away from 900 horsepower late models during hot laps. Now that takes some guts.
Yeah, that it does. You got to be quick on your feet. You got to listen. I've been chased down by a couple cars. And one thing I do is I always have a receiver in my ear. That way I know what they're telling the drivers, cautions, where the crashes are, and things like that.
You also shoot photos at the Jackson Motorplex. Down close to the track surface, those cars are really moving. You have to be fast to get a good shot.
Yep, that you do. I know the first time I shot the World Outlaws, it took me a while to keep the panning up with the car. I mean, it's like, wow. And then the World Outlaw late models, too, and then things are fast. But once you get used to it, your adrenaline gets pumping, and yeah, it's fun. The thing is, when a car is wrecking and coming towards you in the infield, you pretty much have to stay put, because what happens if you start running, for some reason the race cars will always follow you. I don't know why that is, but that's the way it is. So you gotta kind of hold your ground, and at the right time you gotta get out of the way, because like I say, if you move too early, the car will follow you. I remember at Toner's Lake, I heard on the receiver, runaway car, runaway car. I was in turn 2, and here comes a car across the infield from turn 1, and I turned around, and here he comes. So I stopped, and right at the last moment, I took one step to the right, and that go-kart's wheel was right next to my left foot when he stopped.
The other track you cover as a photographer is Fairmont Raceway, a big track. Where do you set up to capture the action at a big track like that, and why?
That is pretty much the same way. The way the sun is, I go to 3 and 4, because if you go into turns 1 and 2, when that sun's out, it'll hit the glare of the car, and you'll get a gleam, and it'll kind of ruin the image. So you want to try and keep the sun kind of to the side and the back of you, just so you can get a better picture.
I've also seen photographers lay down and shoot under the guardrail or fence, which gives you virtually no chance to move if something happens.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of photographers stand in some crazy places, and that's one thing I don't do, you know. And some of the promoters tell you, don't go here. Like Redwood, they don't want you taking pictures from the outside. And Fairmont, there's only one spot you can get shots from the outside, and that's going into turn one. But yeah, I don't go into the crazy situations.
Your son also got into track photography.
Yep. And when I was taking pictures at Arlington from the grandstands, and I was just doing it to learn the skill, you know, he was taking them with his phone, and I could not believe the good, clear pictures he was getting with his phone. I don't know how he did it, but he was doing it. And then the first time I went to Fairmont, I don't remember what year it was, but the first time I got in the infield to take pictures, I had gotten a different camera, so I gave him my Rebel camera, and I was explaining to him, showing him the settings, and so that's pretty much how he got started. So, yeah, he's pretty good.
A photo is really just a snapshot of a moment in time that will never happen again. I have purchased your photos under the grandstand at Fairmont, and whenever I look at those photos, the memories come rushing back. That's really what those photos are all about.
Exactly. We're creating lifetime memories for the racers and the fans.
You also love to travel now, and post some incredible photos on your Facebook page of some of your epic adventures.
Yep. I didn't used to do much traveling, but my sister Cindy used to live in Wyoming, and a few years ago she had taken me out there, and I just love Wyoming, so I just, I'm going to bring my camera with, you know, you never know what you can see to take pictures of. And well, then also me and Richard, this year was our third year we started. We got media credentials at Kokopa Speedway by Yuma, Arizona. And so we've been going out there for the winter IMCA TV Winter Nationals and taking pictures out there too, which is an incredible track. The sunsets are just awesome.
You also have an eye for some young talent. You actually sponsored Taylor Cool the last couple of years, and she is a real up-and-comer in that 2K.
Yep, she sure is. I know Richard started watching her and told me about her, and then I started watching her, and we both became friends and fans. I mean, she's such a humble person, treats everybody just tremendously great. Doesn't matter who you are, she's very friendly and very talented.
And you also have had a chance to get your photo taken with some of the legends in the sport.
Yep, that I have. That's one of the advantages of being a photographer. Kyle Larson, Tony Stewart, Kenny Wallace, Kenny Schrader, Casey Kane, Martin Truex Jr., there's just so many, you know, they're all willing to take pictures. The only time you hear people say, well, he wouldn't take my picture, well, you caught him at a bad moment, you know, maybe he wrecked his car and you went right up there and wanted to get a picture. Well, you don't do that. You gotta wait for the right time when they're relaxed and ready to talk to people.
How can listeners find your photo page?
They can just search Smug Mug. It's under Bill Keach Motorsports Photography, and then it's Bill Keach Motorsports Photography and Design on Facebook.
Bill, I knew this would be an interesting conversation. I enjoy seeing you out at the racetrack doing your job, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
You bet. And one other thing, personal growth for me is I've lost 100 pounds in the last 2 years. And I had knee surgery a couple of years ago when I was just under 300 pounds, and it was getting hard to walk around. So I had the knee surgery, and then I got on Mounjaro. It's a weekly shot for diabetics, and yeah, I've lost 100 pounds, and my knees aren't sore anymore, and my back isn't sore anymore, so I can stand out there and take pictures a lot longer than I used to, so it's a lot more enjoyable.
Feeling like a kid and having fun again.
Yep.
Racers Cole and Kyron Anderson want to provide outstanding products for their customers at Anderson Enterprises. With their new 8-color screen printer, your t-shirts, sweatshirts, tank tops, and vests will stand out from the rest. Anderson Enterprises also provides embroidery on sweatshirts, jackets, beanies, baseball caps, blankets, and more. Besides apparel, they do racing wraps, signage, window decals, commercial wraps, banners, floor decals, and magnets. Contact Anderson Enterprises in La Center today at 507-351-9244 or AndersonEnterprises.net. Set yourself apart from the rest.
We can all think back to the first time we experienced real horsepower. Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service. Whether it's that pin-you-in-the-seat feeling of a big-block Chevy, the roar of a healthy 340, or the joy of a perfectly tuned flathead, here at Byers Engine Service, we service them all. Strip to street, dirt track to asphalt, or just cruising the strip. Stop by and check us out at 2915 20th Street Southeast in Rochester, or call 507-282-5586.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal, trash pickup services, and roll-off dumpsters at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Contact Shevland Enterprises today, and new customers will get 6 months for the price of four. If you prepay, call 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Have you ever dreamed of owning your very own Corvette? Well, here's your chance to win a brand new Torch Red Z06 Corvette convertible with the Z07 Performance Package. All you have to do to enter to win is visit winaz06corvette.com and help support the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. This is a fully equipped $233,000 Torch Red Corvette convertible, so it's no cheapie model. And all of the proceeds benefit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa, and help the museum promote the future and preserve the past of sprint car racing. So visit winaz06corvette.com today for your chance to win this gorgeous Torch Red Z06 Corvette convertible.
Fast Shafts is the premier manufacturer of performance drive shafts for race teams around the country. They're the title sponsor of the Fast Shafts All-Star Invitational at the IMCA Super Nationals, and also support a number of competitive series nationwide. When you need a drive shaft, rear end parts, or yokes, purchase race-proven products from Fast Shafts, building drive shafts for 90% of the major chassis builders. Buy direct from a Fast Shaft dealer nationwide, or call 800-622-6617, or online at fastshafts.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Chad Weirs from Weirs Machine. And Chad, let's start off talking a little about Weirs racing history. At the Steve Yagi reunion in March, there was a blue number 5 driven by Jim Sauter. On the roof, it said, winner of the 1971 North Star 500 Minnesota State Fair race. And it was also purchased from Weirs Chevrolet and sponsored by Weirs Chevy.
Yeah, so that my dad obviously goes back a long ways. He helped out Dave Markison and Jim Sauter, and Jim won that race for my dad there at the Minnesota Fair back in the day. Of course, that was before I was hatched. But, yeah, we've been around the sport for a long time, and that was one of the biggest wins in the family history. So it's cool that car is still running around, and I watched some videos from that day. It's pretty neat. Really do miss the Minnesota Fair. What a fun time that was, and they had the race there as a child growing up. Going to the ASA race there was really awesome.
And Chad, I want to say thank you Weir's Machine is this year's title sponsor of the 2024 Harris Clash, Tuesday, August 6th at Deer Creek Speedway. What an awesome night of racing that is going to be.
Yeah, pumped up, you know, midweek special, bringing the IMCA mods and sport mods into a neutral racetrack. And, you know, such a great racetrack. Deer Creek Speedway is, you know, one of our local tracks here for us. So we spend a lot of time there developing our product. And it's such a cool race that Bob puts on. You know, again, a lot of history and tradition there with Bob Harris going back, you know, a long ways in the IMCA modified world. And to have his crown jewel midweek special, we couldn't be more honored to be a part of it.
This is an opportunity for the fans to get to see cars and drivers that they don't typically get to see. The IMCA Modifieds will be gunning for $5,000 to win, and the IMCA Sport Mods for $2,000. Plus, there are all kinds of contingency prizes for the drivers to win.
Yeah, it's a big night. There's a lot of money on the line, and it should be a fun race.
Bob Harris will be there, Pat Fagan from Fast Shafts will be there, and Weir's Machine also creates some very sought-after custom trophies.
Yeah, Bob asked us to make a cool trophy, you know, and he does so much for building shock absorbers for all these race cars and stuff, and, you know, he's kind of been doing that forever, and so he wanted to incorporate some shocks, and, you know, Pat's a sponsor, so we put a drive shaft in there, and we put some of our parts on there, the Weir's Machine parts, and so we kind of just take a collaboration of a bunch of cool parts, and we machine some billet plates and bolt it all together, and it becomes a very iconic crown jewel trophy, I would say.
Chad, I seen both you and Billy at the Gopher 50, and you guys were very busy showing your products. You are always adding new products to your inventory. What are some of the latest items?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're always working on stuff. You know, we got some new UltraForce tools, and we got some new tools that we make for the suspension that are new and updated. And, you know, we're always working on stuff, and that's why we go to the racetrack. You know, we win with support is our motto here. So we trust that the people will trust us, our products. So that's why we go to the racetrack, to support them and be there if they need us and learn. You know, the racers are the ones that, you know, need the different product or the different tool or, you know, whatever it takes to win races. That's what we're all about. I mean, I was a crew chief car owner for 24 years, you know, while I was starting this company. And so I know what they want. I know what they expect. And that's why, you know, we try to provide that for them and be there.
Fall hunting season is only a few short weeks away, and Trick Outdoors has some incredibly cool items every hunter should check out. I first saw the product line at the Midwest Motorsports Expo at the Mayo Civic Center, and you have some really cool stuff for the hunters.
Yeah, we've been, expanding that line. It's I guess you could say I reignited my passion for the outdoors with my boys. They got pretty big into hunting with their grandma and grandpa, and that encouraged me to get back in. And, you know, after being there for a few years and buying some inferior products, you know, I just feel like, again, we can do better. So we've been making some hunting stuff here in America, which is rare for the outdoor space, and just taking the trickery, you know, from the racing industry and that mindset or aspect and taking it to the outdoor products. So it's been fun. You know, it's a completely different atmosphere than the racing world. But, you know, we're trying to build that brand and make cool products for the outdoor space.
Tuesday, August 6th, the 33rd annual Harris Clash at Deer Creek Speedway, sponsored by Weir's Machine. How can listeners find out more about Weir's Machine and Trick Outdoors?
Yeah, you can give us a call, 608-486-4343, or it's weirsmachine.com and trickoutdoors.com.
Chad, thanks for all you do for the racers, and now thanks for all you do for the hunters around Minnesota, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
You're welcome. I appreciate it, Clay, and thank you.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with a professional. Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision are the definition of professionals. For over 43 years, they have dedicated their lives to collision repair along with the training, knowledge, and skills that come with the job. Go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault, 507-332-2434. You bend them, we mend them. Midwest Collision.
Here's one of the most incredible lubricating products ever made, Justice Brothers JB80. It's twice as good at lubricating just about everything around the home, shop, and your car. JB80 has a penetrating action that goes straight to the problem areas and even the tightest places. Try JB80, the incredible spray lubricant that's twice as good, and it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Fairmont Raceway is known as the fastest half-mile dirt track in the Midwest.
Half mile? That's huge!
And fast, Brad. Really fast.
Yeah, but those drivers can really mash the loud pedal.
With five classes of USRA racing every Friday night, hot laps at 7:20 with racing to follow.
Man, I can't wait!
Calm down, Brad. See FairmontRaceway.com for a full schedule or follow them on Facebook.
Yeehaw!
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
In a world where precision and strength unite, Rhino Ag leads the pack in land management excellence. For nearly a century, Rhino Ag has been a leader of innovation, empowering farmers and land managers to conquer new frontiers. With state-of-the-art implements crafted to work as hard as you do, Rhino Ag helps you execute land development efficiently and allows you to get back to the things you love. Rhino Ag, born to lead.
At Arrow Race Wheels, they put their customers first and appreciate the loyalty the racers have for the company. Arrow Race Wheels is willing to work with anyone who has a question or problem. The only way to stay on top is to listen to the people putting us there. If you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Kevin Bussey, and everybody will recognize his voice. For 18 years, Kevin was the voice of Raceway Park. And Kevin, we actually joined teams, dirt track and asphalt, last week at the Rice County Fair. First time they were racing in 34 years, and what a cool event that was.
Wasn't that fun? I had a blast doing that. It was great to get back behind the microphone again. And the racing, if you know, the listeners weren't there, those that weren't, that was an incredible night of racing.
And also, me and you are both very passionate about the history behind the racing, the history behind the cars out there. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty cool when I got the opportunity to interview Ben Beeney up on the stage about his Ralph Earnhardt replica Chevelle right. that he was racing, and it has Mark Noble's last open motor in and Dave Noble's last late model rear end underneath the car.
There's a lot of drivers. You know, that's the one nice thing with the IMCA old-timers. On a lot of these machines, it turns into a group effort. The guys like to help each other out where they can, and if one guy needs a specific part, the odds are pretty good someone else in the IMCA old-timers has it, and if they don't, they know where they can find it, and they know how to put it in so it's period correct for that type of car, for that style of racing. The guys love to work together on that stuff.
And speaking of the IMCA old-timers, which both of us are members, the brand-new museum, Dakota County Fairgrounds, is going to be opening for the Dakota County Fair, and that's pretty cool, Kevin.
I think it's phenomenal. This has been something that I have been trying to have happen for, oh boy, even before COVID started. When I first became a member, I've always had a thing for the history of racing around Minnesota and the Midwest. It didn't matter if it was asphalt. It didn't matter if it was dirt. It was something I always enjoyed was the history behind it. When you hear the stories of these drivers that were made regional names for themselves, and some of them national, going around to the various tracks around the Midwest and competing, and then you start understanding what they and their families went through and the cars they drove and the people they raced against. The stories are incredible that these drivers can tell.
And you look at drivers like Blackie Wengren and Joe Fazzone going down to the Daytona 500 and running with NASCAR.
That's right. You know, Blackie Wengren, Fazzone, you mentioned. Well, even, you know, as the generations go down, you have the Sauter family. Jim Sauter here in the cities and then moving to Wisconsin, they made quite the name for themselves. And now, you know, with the next couple generations down doing what they're doing in the NASCAR Truck Series and that. So there's, like I said, there's a close family of drivers that are up here in the Midwest. And that's kind of how the idea for the museum came to be, was because these drivers have all this memorabilia. They've got all these trophies. They have the photographs, and a lot of them still have their cars, like Blackie did, had his original coupe. He had that restored, and to have them get together, tell their story, show off their the equipment they used back then and their cars, it's something that brings the fans in across from around the region, and to have it all on display in one place is really going to be something. So I'm thrilled to see that this is finally happening at the Dakota County Fairgrounds when the fair starts up here in less than a month away.
Fans that have not seen a rendition of the building, it's really cool because there's a historic village right next to where this building is being built, and it's going to fit right in. It's going to literally look like a 1950s garage, but it's full of vintage race cars.
Right. If you've been up at the Dakota County Fair to see our displays in the past, you know, every year we had to set up a tent, one of the really big tents, have it open for the duration of the fair. When the fair was done, all the stuff had to get taken down and put back into storage, and the tent had to get taken down until next year. Now, the new building is going in right next to the old gas station. Now, that's that old little tiny small gas station that used to be over, I believe it was over in Lakeville, over on Dodd Boulevard is where I think it was. And then that got moved out to Dakota Heritage City. And now this new building has gone in, and it's new, but I can't say, like you said, it looks like an old 1940s, 1950s garage, a race shop, a mechanic shop. It's got that old look to it, so it fits right in with the historic buildings that are there at Dakota Heritage City. And well, I'm thrilled with the folks at Dakota Heritage City and the Dakota County Fair for getting together with the club to help make this happen, because now it's going to be a permanent display. All the memorabilia, all the helmets, all the trophies, all the items, the photos, the archival videos, the books, everything is going to be on display permanently in one place. And that's going to make it extra special because, you know, now it's the people can come even not only at the fair. It'll be open at other times when there's activities taking place at Dakota Heritage City and out at the fairgrounds throughout the year. And even, you know, if someone's in town visiting, they can call a phone number and a member will come out, open up the museum. They can come in and go through it at that time. So that's in the plans at this point. Right now, the main goal is to have it up and going and get the stuff in there for this year's fair.
Kevin, the Dakota County Fair is going on August 5th through the 11th. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure and thank everyone that's been involved with this building. All of the people who donated, we have over $30,000 in donations that have been donated to get this building to where we need to be.
Yep.
We are still trying to collect about another 20. We want to get at least 50,000 towards this building. And we also want to thank Joey from Country Joe Builders and all of the other vendors, from the electricians to the drywall guys to the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who worked on this building did it at a reduced cost or a reduced rate to make it fit the budget.
Right. Everybody wants to see this happen because it is that special for not just Minnesota, not just the, you know, Dakota County Fair, but for the region because of the historic items it contains. Now, Joey Miller at Country Joe Homes, if that name sounds a little familiar to you, a few years back he raced on the Darrell Waltrip team in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series for a few seasons. So he's got the NASCAR experience, he's got the racing experience, he races out at Elko Speedway on occasion, and, you know, so he's got the dedication to it, and as you said, he has built up a team of bricklayers and woodworkers and window and glass people, heating and air people, and painters and, you know, roofers, and they've all come together to help make this happen, along with the dedication and the support of the people out at Dakota Heritage Village, at Dakota County Fair. And, I mean, I could even go to the point saying that one of the main things that got this moving was last year when Governor Walz, and, you know, you might like him, you might not, but I'm going to give him credit because he had that proclamation, the state proclamation last year, and it tied right in with our display at the Dakota County Fair for Minnesota Auto Racing History Week. And that made a huge difference in getting things happening because now the state of Minnesota thinks this is a great idea. The governor thinks it's a great idea. So he was a driving force. And then the donations started coming in and more memorabilia started showing up. And the public started donating. The members in the club are getting involved, even from other clubs. There's a whole bunch of people that helped make this happen, and we're thankful for all of them, and I know the donations are going to keep coming in until we hit that $50,000 goal.
Kevin, can't wait to hang out with you at the Dakota County Fair, August 5th through the 11th, the grand opening of the brand-new IMCA Old Timers Museum, right there on the fairgrounds, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to be a part of it, and keep up the good work. And, yes, I am looking forward for the guys and the gals, any race fans from around the area, come on up, check the museum out, listen to the stories that these former drivers, these legends of Midwest racing have to tell. I'll be there. I'll be sharing information and talking as well and meeting everybody. And yeah, like you said, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there. It's going to be a fantastic time in our brand new building at the fairgrounds.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new circletrackapp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Foamcraft Packaging can manufacture custom protective packaging using a variety of materials to meet your specifications. Hi, this is Holly. Let our professional staff design, engineer, and manufacture a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Case inserts, foam end caps, bulk foam to a variety of wood pallets and crates that can be certified for international shipping. Contact Foamcraft Packaging today, 507-455-5555. 425-2893 or see foamcraftpackaging.com, your one source solution for packaging.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Give your engine the attention it deserves with the advanced formulation of Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It delivers faster oil flow for superior temperature protection in the harshest conditions. Defend against sludge and buildup while keeping your engine running cleaner, longer. And improves fuel efficiency by reducing friction, helping you stay at peak performance mile after mile. Try Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil today. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Hi, this is Steve from Kohl's Electric. Kohl's Electric understands businesses like yours need to operate efficiently and safely. If you are looking to upgrade your electrical service, lighting, or just looking for advice, give us a call. Remember, we have 24-hour, 365-days-a-year emergency service. We can dispatch a tech anytime. Look us up at Kohl'sElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show. And as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, let's talk about chicken quarters. A lot of people, I've seen them cooked up on the grill, and by the time you get them, they look like a charcoal briquette because they're trying to get the insides done. What's a great way to cook chicken quarters?
Well, I tell you what, and boy, chicken quarters. Quite often, the grocery stores run specials on chicken quarters. Don't be afraid to buy a bunch of them up. What I do is wrap like two of them to a package, depending on your family size, or just one in a package, but wrap it with saran wrap first so it don't get air to it, and then wrap it up and put them in the freezer because you can just pull them out, thaw them out, and cook them. What I do is I take one of these foil throwaway pans, like a 9x12, 9x13. What I do is take one of them, I put a can of beer in there, a stick of butter, and 3 tablespoons of cookies, flavor enhancer, and all-purpose seasoning. Have your grill about 3 1/4 to 350 right in there. Set that pan on there and wait until that butter melts. Then take your chicken quarters and lay them down in that beer, butter, and flavor enhancer mixture. Take the tongs and then just turn them over so both sides are coated good. And then just leave it lay down in the pan and fill that pan up with chicken quarters. After that beer, butter, and flavor enhancer mixture will kind of simmer or boil, you can kind of adjust your grill accordingly, but you want it fairly hot. 20 or 30 minutes, turn all the chicken quarters over in that mixture. Inside of about probably 40, 45 minutes, they will be up to 165 degrees, so they're basically done then. And then what I do is I pull them off there and go right on the grill with them. Just lay them on the grill about 2 minutes, 3 minutes each side, just to crisp up the skin and stuff on the chicken. But I'll tell you what, that meat is so juicy because it's simmered in that beer, butter, and flavor enhancer mixture. It's got such great flavor, and it just fall off the bone tender. You don't have that burnt side on the outside and raw chicken in the middle. And I'll tell you what, cook plenty of them up, because I'll tell you what, they're good to eat cold, and they're also good to just dice up cold, mix a little bit of salad dressing with it and whatever little bit of seasoning, and makes a great chicken salad. Chop up a little bit of celery with it, and boy, you've got a good chicken salad. Our website is cookiesbbq.com, and then it's Cookies Barbecue Sauce on Facebook. And again, for any of the listeners out there, if you've got some recipes that you've tried using our products that you really like and are willing to share them, send the recipe to me. My email address is speed@cookiesbbq.com, and just put in the subject saying Clean and Speed Recipe so I know what it is. Then we'll share that with the other people out there and let everybody enjoy it.
Speed, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
You betcha, Clayton, and thank you, and thanks to all the listeners out there for making it possible for me to do the Dirt Show with you. It's been a fun time, and have a good one, Clayton. See you, my friend.
The IMCA Racing Series invades the Deer Creek Speedway for the 33rd annual Harris Clash Race, Tuesday, August 6th. Come see the high-flying IMCA Modifieds racing for $5,000 to win, and the IMC Sport Mods gunning for a $2,000 purse. Hot laps start at 6 p.m. on Tuesday night, August 6th. Don't miss the 33rd annual Harris Clash. See DeerCreekSpeedway.com for tickets and more information.
It's Pete the Sauce Man here, bringing you today's weather forecast. Okay, who am I kidding? It's always barbecue weather. Whether you're cooking on your smoker, grill, or inside your kitchen, there's a 100% chance of deliciousness when you use Cookies barbecue sauces and seasoning. You can always count on our full line of Cookies products to enhance meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get recipes and join our sauce squad at CookiesBBQ.com. And remember, rain or shine, it's Cookies barbecue time.
Cookies is the one.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.